Well, WBT has been something that's gaining momentum by leaps and bounds, and you know, sometimes we kind of thought, well, maybe it's going to take the back burner, but in reality, it is starting to take the forefront. And this recently, of course, the announcement was made that the Angler of the Year at the WBT in 2008 will get to go to the Bassmaster Classic. And with me today is Deborah Hengst. And I guess, Deborah, you've been doing this thing with WBT for a long time, since it started. Tell me a little bit about what you think about the WBT.
Oh, Terry, thank you for having me on the show. I really think that the third year, the growth of the WBT is going to be very, very obvious and very apparent of where it started from in 2005. It'll be our third year, and with the announcement of the Angler of the Year going, making the first classic berth ever will be history-making, and I am so happy for that lady that's going to get there.
Well, you know, you're going to be one of those that are involved in the opportunity to do that. And last year had a really good year. You know, we were able to make a lot of cuts and do some things there. But, I think that it comes with controversy as well. And you know that, and I think the ladies know that. It has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with qualification process. Now, how would you, you know, somebody comes up to you and says, well, it's really not right that you're qualifying on the WBT to come to the Classic. Shouldn't you go through the Opens or something like that? What would be your answer to that?
Well, my answer to that would be, I think we deserve a right to be there just like anybody else. We have worked on our tour to get there, even though it is going to be only five events. But I do believe that we have a right to be there, and I think it's been coming for a long time. And we're going to show the world that we can fish, and I think that's a great avenue to get out there and show everybody.
Besides doing Bass Fan Radio, I also sail. You know, I'm one of the salesmen for Bass Fan, and I'm actually the salesman for Bass Fan. So what happens is that I see that an opportunity for the ladies to bring some non-endemic people into the sport that maybe we wouldn't see other than that. And the ladies so far that I've talked to, you know, I think they're really out there trying to beat the drum and see what's going on and maybe bring some people to our sport that may not have the experience.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many companies out there that are untapped, and the non-endemics is where you need to be concentrating right now, because our industry, whether it be rod, reels, boats, motors, has been exhausted so much. But the non-endemics is where somebody, whether a man or a lady, should go and try to pursue a sponsorship.
Well, you know, when you look at it from a lady's perspective, it could be people that may or may not be currently in the sport. You know, could it be a makeup company? Could it be, you know, clothing company? Some of those kind of people. I think the avenue's open now for ladies to be able to do that. With the television exposure that ESPN's giving you, the fact that you've got the events that you have now with the classic exposure, that's all got to be good things for the WBT.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. There's so much untapped out there. And now with us going into our third year, it's going to really open up every avenue out there for somebody to pursue.
Well, you know, I look at the WBT in a couple different things. Of course, I remember Bass and Gals. I've been around this sport a long time, and I watched the different progressions with the ladies' event. But now you're seeing a professionalism with the ladies. You know, there's probably some fine-tuning can be done there. But overall, the ladies are coming. They've got the right impression they're trying to generate for the fans. They're trying to be professional-looking. They've got great sponsorship, as you do with Strike King. I mean, you're one of, I think, a couple ladies that are on the Strike King staff, and that's pretty impressive just to be able to get there, because that's the premier, I think, the premier team that's out there right now. You look at all the names that are there, and there's Deborah Hengst sitting right there.
Yes, and I'm very, very proud to have all of my sponsors, especially Strike King. I was on with them for many, many years, and this is my second year on the National Pro staff with them, and I couldn't be more happy or more thrilled.
All right, I'm gonna pick your brain a little bit about fishing style. You know, I mean, I get to talk to you guys all the time about the business aspects, but in reality, somebody, you know, every angler that I talk to has a style. They have something that they like to fish. I mean, is it flipping and pitching? Is it, you know, being a power fisherman? Is it finesse fishing? You live down there where power fishing is king, you know, down in Texas, and you live down there by some great lakes and some great opportunities to catch big fish. I mean, tell me about what your style. If you could pick one style, what is kind of the thing you like to gravitate to?
Well, I do live in a great part of the country, down in South Texas by Falcon Lake and Choke Canyon and Lake Amistad. And my favorite technique of fishing would have to be crankbaits. I am the crankbait queen. I just love anytime I can get a crankbait and a crankbait rod in my hand, I'm going to be throwing it.
All right, now let's talk about your past year. You know, I kind of mentioned a little bit about the fact that you've had a good year, you know, and you came, you know, you went from, you know, a regional team on with Strike King, and then you go to the national team. You're starting to see national exposure for you. And this year you really kind of stepped up to the plate. You were able to have some cut finishes and some of those kind of things. You got to feel good about that, and that means you're progressing.
Absolutely. I had an incredible year. I was so thrilled with my year. I started off at Lake Amistad, which I'm very familiar with fishing the waters. I had hoped to do better in that event than I did, but I did placed 12th there. I made the cut. Then we went on to Lake Dardanelle in Arkansas. I made the cut there. Then I went on to Lake Gunnersville and made the cut there. I had fished Lake Dardanelle, but not Gunnersville. But I had 3 cuts out of 5 this year, and I had an incredible year. And I just stepped it up a notch and just wait what I have in store for 2008.
You know, Deborah, I got to tell you, you know, the fish doesn't know if you're male or female, old or young or whatever you are, and you know, handicapped or otherwise, and you know, people can go out and enjoy the sport, and that's probably one of the only sports that are like that. You know, to be able to participate in a sport that anybody can do and be good at, that's really impressive, I think, and the ladies are really showing that they've got some wherewithal to be able to go out there and fish at any level.
Yes, we sure do. We do. There's a lot of serious ladies out on the tour, and I think a lot of people now are starting to see that. There is no difference between us and the men. It's just the fact that we do have our own tour, and we're very happy and proud that ESPN and Bass stepped up to the plate and gave us our own tour, because we are going to support it, and we'd like for the fans to support us in it.
Well, this year, of course, there's going to be some rule changes. Can you kind of maybe give me some ideas on some of those new rule changes?
Yes, absolutely. One of the rules that we've had for the past 2 years is what we call linking, and basically that guarantees a pro and a co-angler to fish a certain event. They've done away with the linking, just so we can go ahead and just enter the tournaments now. And basically on a pro-am event, that's just to even out the field so they know how many is expected. But the linking is done away with. They also have done away with off-limits. There will be no off-limits as far as our event is concerned. They're paralleling the opens. We will have no off-limits, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be our official practice days, and we can only practice with somebody that is in the event itself that will be allowed in our boat. And then also the last rule will be, we've got 4 events that the lady needs to enter, and after that 4th event, they will go ahead and drop out your lowest scoring event, whether that be the first tournament or the 4th tournament. They'll throw it out, and then your top 20 anglers will go into the last event, and then that will determine the angler of the year, who will go on to the 2009 Bassmasters Classic.
Well, Deborah, you've been with me on this show before, and you know, I always give you a hard time every chance I get, and I think you're finally starting to understand that maybe I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of trouble, but it's been fun to watch your progression from my perspective, you know, watch you come through and go to the regional ranks and do what you're doing. You know, now, do you feel like, okay, now I'm there, or do you think you've got some work to do?
Well, thank you very much for that nice compliment. Yes, I have worked my way up through the ranks, and I'm getting there. I think a win for Deborah Hengst is just around the corner. I feel it, and I'm going to keep plugging along, because the drive and passion I have for this sport is never ending.
Well, I can tell you, I know that for a fact, because I go to all these events across the country and go to the Classic and do those kind of things, and there you are, always, you know, working with your sponsors, getting out there and doing the work. That's really a big part of our business right now.
Oh, yes, it sure is. You know, fishing is definitely a part of what we do, but it's all about marketing. You've got to get out there and believe in your sponsors, whatever the product is that they're promoting at the time, but you've got to be behind your sponsors and let them know that. And it's not what they can do for you, but what you can do for them. And be there and be visible, and it's the thing to do. The fishing is not as important as the marketing.
Well, I think you're doing a great job with that, and I sincerely appreciate you being with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.